What is orangutan culture? Photographer Trevor Frost says it's the same as human culture.
So in Japan, they bow, and here we shake hands when we greet each other. So same in orangutans. In orangutans of different places, greet each other in different ways, and they do things different ways. And so that's how you define an orangutan culture.
Frost, along with Utah-based photographer Robert Rodriguez-Suro, traveled to Borneo to study and capture orangutan culture. Their work is a part of the film Person of the Forest.
This is a pristine rainforest. It's the last remaining really pristine rainforest in most of Borneo.
The film's name comes from the local translation of orangutan.
Orang means person, and then hutan means forest. So if you put them together, orang hutan, that means person of the forest.
One of the things that makes it hard is actually finding them. They're primarily solitary, and so it actually takes a long time to find them.
The two filmmakers worked with longtime Borneo researchers Cheryl Knott and Tim Lehman, and Richmond resident Melissa Lesh, who co-directed the film. She says they wanted to make a new kind of film, one documenting social patterns and behavior.
You know, the trick for me was, how do you pull a narrative out of that? You know, and it's not just heavy on the science, but also it kind of pulls your heart into it.
So my goal was to stay with these orangutans for 5 days, sometimes up to 10 days in a row, over the course of an entire year. By staying with them for these long periods, I was also able to document really unique behaviors that haven't been captured before.
In the pristine rainforest of Borneo, the film shows the animals using branches as umbrellas in the rain. Each night, around 6 p.m., they build a bed.
They go climb up into a particular tree that they choose, and they make a platform out of branches. They bend into like a platform, and that's where they spend their night. And they make a new one every night. They rarely, very rarely reuse older ones.
The filmmakers say these behaviors show sophistication and intelligence. But, they add, the general public isn't well informed about our relationship to orangutans.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, that monkey film, you're working on that monkey film. And well, they're not monkeys, they're apes. You know, they're one of our closest cousins. And how can we, you know, we think of chimpanzees, maybe gorillas, but people don't always, orangutans, how do you say that? You know, it's not really one of our closest cousins that we think of all that often.
Orangutans and crocodiles, even, especially whales, they're not just smart. They're not just, you know, it's not just cute and cuddly. You know, they're smarter than we kind of thought. They're way smarter than we thought. You know, there's things going on that we can't begin to understand.
Orangutans are endangered. Their home in the lowland forest is vanishing due to logging and deforestation for paper pulp and palm oil plantations. Palm oil is common in everyday products, from lotion and lip balm to bread and peanut butter.
Scientists believe that they will no longer exist on Earth within the next 20, 30 years max. So palm oil is, you could argue, is the main driver of orangutan habitat destruction, without a doubt.
You know, if you buy highly processed products with many, many different ingredients, they could be coming from all over the world, from conditions that you don't really know, and that can affect our planet in many, many ways.
Suro adds, the reason for preserving orangutan habitats is not purely scientific.
As we fragment their habitat, as we change the way they distribute themselves in space by destroying their habitat, we are essentially stopping all of this cultural transmission from occurring. And that's something that we also need to take into account when we talk about saving these species.
Person of the Forest premiered in Richmond at the RVA Environmental Film Festival earlier this year. In March, it will be screened at Henrico Theater. For Virginia Currents, I'm Lauren Francis, WCVE News.